This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel 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 it.
Day 5 of quarantine. Day 5 since I tested positive for COVID-19. And also day 5 of this special podcast exclusive to Vowel FM 88.1. My name is Ngosi Mnisi. I'm a broadcaster at Vowel FM and also a first year student at the University of the Witwatersrand. This is the podcast titled My Journey with COVID-19. It's been a good day. It's been a stable day. You know, I'm getting much better. I'm getting stronger by the day. But also, it's been a concerning day, as has the days leading up to this specific day and the days since I got diagnosed. I cannot be ignorant to the real situation, and that is as a victim, or let me say a survivor, because I believe I've already survived, of COVID-19. I sit and I have a hard time, you know, when I look at the statistics, and when I hear stories of people that have tested positive, however, they cannot quarantine at home, and they are concerned with the quarantine facilities put out there because of the situation in those quarantine facilities. I've been fortunate enough to have a home and a loving family to support me, and also, you know, where I can quarantine. So it's really bad. It's not looking good. And, you know, reports are saying, or scientists are saying, that we are going to reach our peak faster than we had anticipated. And of course, the question then is that, are we ready? And looking at the province that I'm in, you know, where we have close to 40,000 confirmed cases, and close to 200 deaths, and just about less than 10,000 people having recovered from COVID-19. You know, are we ready? You know, is our healthcare system ready for the peak in Gauteng? And for me, as someone that has survived this thing and is surviving this thing and is fighting this thing, I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure that we have all that we need to have in plan. There's good plans in place. There's good contingency plans. There's a lot that is in place. How practical and effective is that? I myself am not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I cannot give definite answers. So that's how I'm feeling as someone fighting COVID. And when I look at the broader picture and I look at this thing in a holistic manner, to say that this is the situation and how ready is South Africa, how ready is Gauteng, I cannot give definite answers. However, I can say that it's concerning. The numbers are rising, deaths are rising, and also in Gauteng, there's less recoveries. So there's higher active cases, more active cases than there is recovery, which is really concerning, you know, and the schools are gradually opening more, the economy is gradually opening more, and people are heading back to work, and we can only really anticipate the inevitable, that the cases will rise. And because we're dealing with a global pandemic, we're dealing with a pandemic that spreads quickly, and if we can't contain it, we're going to be sitting with a very, very overwhelmed health system. So I think to the authorities, it's a plea for these plans to really now be put into a practical basis. And in me saying that is that they need to be now be tested and used, and they need to work. But also to South Africans, stay at home. I plead with you, stay at home. This thing is serious. If you have nowhere to be, stay at home. Go outside when it's absolutely necessary, to go do your essential shopping, get your medication, go to work, but also wear your masks, stick to the regulations, social distance, sanitize at all times, because we are really facing a very, very dangerous virus. So that's how it's looking. On my side, I'm doing well. I have a bit of a weird cough. However, you know, I think that is just my body now starting to recover, because we know that a weird cough is healthier than a dry cough. No chest pains, breathing fine, still congested, nose blocked, nose a bit blocked here and there, but all manageable, all manageable. So my message is, stay at home. We're fighting a real disease. Things are not looking good, and it's starting to overwhelm our system. So I'm hoping to get word from my family how they're dealing with this, especially my sisters, who have been in and out of school. They were in school now, in a private school. They went to school. Someone tested positive. They've had to sit at home again. But they take turns. So different grades go to school during different weeks, which is good to help, you know, control the number of people in a place. So that's how they've been working. I'm hoping to speak to them to hear how they feel about, you know, the big brother being a bit ill, and perhaps my mother and my grandmother, and also perhaps my doctor. But that's all obviously going to happen in the course of the week as I enter week two. So it's a wrap for day five. Tomorrow is day six. Take care of yourselves and stick to the necessary regulations and take those necessary precautions. Thank you so much for, you know, continuing to engage with me. I've seen a lot of people on social media engaging with you. I'm also hoping to get maybe perhaps some of those engagements onto the podcast to hear how other people are dealing with COVID-19 and this situation, and to blend my voices with the voices of others. Have yourselves a fantastic evening. God bless. Stay safe. Good night. Bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or stream by www.vofm.co.za.